Okay, now go to 1938, May 26th, Feast of Ascension. Today I accompanied the Lord Jesus as he ascended into heaven. It was about noon. I was overcome by great longing for God. It's a strange thing. The more I felt God's presence, the more ardently I desired him. Then I saw myself in the midst of the huge crowd of disciples and apostles, together with the Mother of God. Jesus was telling them to go out into the whole world and teach in my name. He stretched out his hands and blessed them and disappeared in the crowd. She saw the time when Jesus was sent in heaven and then sending the disciples all over the world. His hands and blessed them and disappeared in the crowd. I saw the longing of Our Lady. Her soul yearned for Jesus with the whole force of her love. But she was so peaceful and so united to the will of God that it was not a stir in her heart but for what God wanted. So Jesus living, but she kept the peace. It's the will of God. Jesus had to live. So peace, always peace. When I was left alone with the Blessed Virgin, she instructed me concerning the interior life, Heavenly Mother. She said, the soul's true greatness is in loving God, in humbling oneself in his presence, completely forgetting oneself and believing oneself to be nothing, because the Lord is great, but he is well pleased only with the humble. He always opposed the proud. God opposed the proud. A certain person whom I have mentioned before visited me again. When I saw that she was beginning to get entangled in her own lies, I let her know that I knew she was lying. She became very embarrassed and stopped speaking. Then I spoke to her about the great judgments of God and also remarked that she was leading innocent souls astray and along dangerous roads. I uncovered before her everything that was in her heart. Since I had to overcome my own feelings in order to talk to her, to prove to Jesus that I love my enemies, I gave her my afternoon snack. She went away enlightened in soul, but action is still far away. But what change of heart? That person. There are times when the Lord Jesus fulfills my smallest wishes. Today I remarked that I would like to see some ears of grain, but that they cannot be seen from our sanatorium. However, one of the patients heard this remark, and on the following day he went out into the field and brought me several beautiful ears of grain. My room is always adorned with fresh flowers, but my spirit finds satisfaction in nothing. More and more I yearn for God. Today I interceded earnestly with the Lord Jesus for our house, that he might deign to take away the cross which has touched our covenant. The Lord answered me, your prayers are accepted for other intentions. I cannot take away this cross until they recognize its meaning. Nevertheless, I did not stop praying. So Jesus can use our prayer for another intention. But the sister of the convent have to learn some lessons. So Jesus wouldn't take away the cross. So sometimes Jesus keeps something, some cross in us, is so that we can learn something. Not that Jesus doesn't want us to give us a better thing. I think the better thing is keep the cross at times.
So, Father, God answers really all prayers.
Yeah, very different.
Sometimes divert.
Exactly.
Divert.
Divert your...
Not really what you're asking.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, center, yeah, that's right. A strong temptation. The Lord gave me to know how pleasing a pure heart is to Him. And thereby, I was given a deeper knowledge of my own misery. When I began to prepare for confession, strong temptations against confessors assaulted me. I did not see Satan, but I could sense him. His terrible anger, the Satan, is surrounding. Yes, he is an ordinary man. Temptation about the priest, about the confessor, no? It's temptation. The devil, when she will go to confession, the devil is giving her all the temptation, telling her, yes, he is an ordinary man. I mean the confessor, he's not special. Why you go to him? No. Then she said, not ordinary, because he has the power of God. Yes, it's not difficult for me to excuse myself to my sins, but to uncover the most secret depths of my heart, to give an account of the action of God's grace, to speak about God's every demand, about all that goes on between God and myself, to tell that to a man is beyond my strength. I felt I was fighting against the powers, and I cried out, O Christ, you and the priest are one. To make herself strong in confession. I will approach confession as if I were approaching not a man, but you, Jesus. When I entered the confessional, I began by disclosing my difficulties. The priest replied that the best thing I could have done was to disclose these temptations from the outset. However, after the confession, they took flight, and my soul is enjoying peace. What do you mean by from the outset? What do you mean by outset?
From the beginning.
When you confess, you tell the priest, yeah. I have this temptation. I don't trust you. I don't see God in you. That's a temptation, no? One string recreation, one of the sisters, this directress, said that the lay sisters were without feelings and so could be treated stiffly. I was sorry to see that the sister directresses know so little about the lay sisters and judge them only from appearances. You don't understand what this means?
The directress or...
Because directresses just teaching them. The lay, they have kind of two types of sisters, no? One is in a convent, might be lay, might be outsiders. The third, kind of third order, might be. So, if they are not, he said, if they think they have the kind of third class, so you don't have to be good to them, you can be stiff to them, you know? So she was angry. Why the directresses have to tell us all this? You know, we have to be equal, everybody's equal. No matter you are religious in the convent or outside the convent, you know. Today, I was talking with the Lord, and He said to me, there are souls with whom I can do nothing. There are souls that are continuously observing others, but know nothing of what is going on within their own selves. They talk about others continually, even during times of grand silence, which is reserved for speaking only with me. Poor souls, they do not hear my words. The interior remains empty. They do not look for me within their own hearts, but in idle talk, where I am never to be found. They sense the emptiness, but they do not recognize their own guilt. While souls in whom I reign completely are a constant source of remorse to them. Instead of correcting themselves, their hearts swell with envy, and if they do not come to their senses, they plunge in even deeper. A heart which thus far is envious now begins to be filled with hate, and they are already at the edge of the precipice. They are jealous of my gifts in other souls, but they themselves are unable and unwilling to accept them. Even Jesus gives them gifts. They don't take. And envious of the other person because they took it. Envy is terrible. When the heart is envy, all the eyes blackened. See nothing. Only your bloody self. And can't see the beauty of the others. To stay at your feet, O hidden God, is the delight and paradise of my soul. Here you give me to know you, O incomprehensible one, and you speak to me sweetly. Give me your heart. Silence conversation along with you. Is it to experience what heavenly beings enjoy and say to the Lord, I will give you my heart, O Lord, while you, O great and incomprehensible one, accept it graciously. Love and sweetness are my soul's knife, and your unceasing presence in my soul. I live on earth in constant rapture, and like the seraph, I repeat, Hosanna. O you who are hidden, body, soul, and divinity, under fragile form of bread, you are my life, from whom springs an abundance of graces. And for me, you surpass the delights of heaven. When you untie yourself with me in communion, O God, I then feel my unspeakable greatness. A greatness which flows from you, O Lord, I humbly confess. And despite my misery, with your help, I can become a saint. During Holy Mass, I came to know that a certain priest does not effect much in souls because he thinks about himself and so is alone. God's grace takes flight. He relies on trifling external things which have no importance in the eyes of God. And being proud, he fritters away his time, wearing himself out to no purpose. About priests. There are moments when Jesus gives me knowledge within my soul, and then everything that exists on earth is at my service. Friends, enemies, success, adversity, all things, willing or not, must serve me. I do not think of them at all. I strive to be faithful to God and to love Him to the point of complete forgetfulness of self, and He Himself looks after me and fights against my enemies. Entrust to Jesus everything. After Holy Communion, when I had welcomed Jesus into my heart, I said to him, My Lord, reign in the most secret recesses of my heart. There, where my most secret thoughts are conceived, where you alone have free access, in this deepest sanctuary where human thought cannot penetrate. May you alone dwell here, dwell there, and may everything I do exteriorly, take its origin in you. I ardently desire, and I'm striving with all the strength of my soul to make you, Lord, feel at home in this sanctuary. Make Jesus feel at home with you. I heard these words, Jesus says. If you did not tie your hands, I would send down many punishments upon earth. My daughter, you look disarmed from my anger. Although your lips are silent, you call out to me so mightily that all heaven is moved. I cannot escape from your request because you pursue me, not from afar, but within your own heart. You see, when you ask things from your heart, Jesus cannot reject. Always listening. If a pure heart with Jesus. When a soul of a certain young lady came to me one night, she made me aware of her presence and made known to me that she needed my prayer. I prayed for a while, but her spirit did not leave me. Then I thought to myself, if you are a good spirit, leave me in peace, and the indulgences I will gain tomorrow will be for you. At that moment, the spirit left my room and recognized that she was in purgatory. So the soul come to her, ask her for prayer. She knows that the soul in purgatory asking her for help. Today I felt the Lord's passion in my body more than at any other time. I thought this was for the sake of a dying soul. So maybe she is experiencing this pain for that soul. Today the Lord has been teaching me once again how I am to approach the sacrament of penance. Jesus says, my daughter, just as you prepare in my presence, so also you make your confession before me. The person of the priest is, for me, only a screen. Therefore, analyze what sort of a priest it is that I'm making use of. Open your soul in confession as you would to me, and I will fill it with my light. Don't worry.